Here's exactly what you should do if you've got £60,000 that you're looking to invest. Don't buy an ordinary house for 250 grand.
And use that
60 grand as a deposit, because then you're gonna have a big mortgage, 190. Your interest payments are gonna be about £1,000 a month on that big mortgage. And your rent is barely gonna cover your mortgage payments. And you're gonna be left with a liability instead of an asset. So if you've got £60,000, you wanna find a really rundown house and you wanna buy it for about 39 grand. Now, right now you're probably thinking, can't buy a house for 39 grand. House that I'm standing outside was just bought by one of my students, Damien. How much did you buy this house for?
We bought this one for £38,000.
Oh, 38?
20 grand on the refurb, 2 grand on the legals.
So all in, 60 grand including legals. Once he's put his 60 grand in, he's now renting it out as serviced accommodation. How much rent does this bring in?
It brings in about 2,800 a month.
It's now worth £100,000.
You got it revalued, refinanced, and you pulled out 75 grand. So now he's got £15,000 cash and a house, and he's renting it out for over 2 grand a month. And the mortgage payments on this are how much?
343.
Am I right in thinking it was the cheapest house on Rightmove at the time?
Yeah, literally, I was sat at home and I thought, well, you know what, if I should find the cheapest house on Rightmove, maybe that's a good stepping stone. This was on there.
It was the cheapest house on Rightmove?
The cheapest 3-bed house in the UK.
You did the buy, refurbish, refinance masterclass where you learned how to buy, refurbish. You did that, bought this, then rented it out, then came on the serviced accommodation training, because you were renting this out as a single let, weren't you, for a
bit? Yeah, it's an AST. They gave the notice in, and literally the day before I came to the course.
Yeah.
So I had the headache of trying to find a tenant, and then came on the course, I was like, no headache.
Yeah.
I've got the answer.
Just hear this, buy-to-let investors. If you're renting this out for £595, that's not bad, but his mortgage is...
343, yeah.
So there's only a couple hundred pound profit. Well, the time you paid for management, maintenance, insurance, you've not really got any profit. So it would have still been a good deal. It's still a property that's gonna hold its value. It's gonna go, you still got 15 grand from the refinance. But the fact that you learned how to do short stay lets, people think short stay lets is just tourist areas near the beach. No, we're in Gainsborough. This is not a tourist area. It's not a super nice area, but you're still getting over 2 grand a month rent. Can I have a little look? Can we have a look upstairs? How are you getting people to stay here on a short stay basis? Because if you just stuck this on Airbnb and with no strategy, it would maybe sit empty.
Yeah, we to be fair, we've done quite well. We've used sort of various marketing techniques that you teach. This is like right in the middle of various different big building projects where people have traveled all over the UK, from Scotland and all sorts, to stay locally. So we sort of marketed them areas, got into it with a few contractors, and it sort of rolled on from there, really.
You can't just stick it on Airbnb. This is an actual business. You need to be able to market. Ultimately, this is your product and your guests that are coming in are your customers. So you're running a business.
So when we purchased this property, we'd seen it and they said, look, it's on that price, but we're about to relist it. We're going to relist it a lot more. We basically had 4 days to complete. So we didn't look at it. It already had the searches done. We literally spoke to our solicitor, who's very good, and got us over the line 4 days later.
Wow.
So I'd never seen it. Then I sent the builders in to assess it, and they'd had a gap in what they were doing. So they started the work. So I actually didn't see this property till we'd plastered the walls.
How many times have you been here since?
Third time today.
This is your third time?
Third time.
That is mad. Most of you guys watching this video right now will be saying, I can't find houses where it's 30% below market value. Yeah, that's because if you did, you wouldn't be ready to move. You wouldn't be ready to complete within 4 days. You wouldn't have your lawyers. You wouldn't have the finances. You wouldn't have the team. So you're there worrying, I can't find deals like that. They don't exist. It's because you're not ready. It's because you're not prepared. It's because you're not positioned right. Damien positioned himself right. So with that being said, how did you negotiate to get it for 38 grand still?
It was actually on the market for 35. When I contacted the estate agent, they said literally no offers less than 50. I asked the question, why is it 50? Why is it so high, etc.? And it turns out the guy who owned this was moving to Thailand and he wanted it complete before he flew out on the Thursday. And I said, so if I can complete before Thursday, what's the real price? 45 grand, it went from there.
If you want to buy gold, silver, stocks, shares, Bitcoin, most purchases, the price is the price is the price. With property, if you find someone that needs to move quick, speed, and you're prepared to move quick, that's how you get bargains, by being prepared to move quick. And then with property, you can't get a mortgage in 4 days. So what you do is, instead of trying to get a mortgage, you buy it cash. And if you haven't got cash, you tap into my cash, Samuel Leeds Finance. And then after you've bought it, you go get a mortgage. and you remortgage the house. So you do the mortgage and all that nonsense, you do all that slow stuff after you buy it. You buy it first, you push the value up, then you refinance it. Now you got a mortgage. Oh no, I need to pay off the mortgage. No, don't pay off the mortgage. Rent it out and let the guests pay the mortgage payments and pay you a nice big, how much, what does this profit you every month then?
So net profit on this property is about 1,900.
Now maybe you're thinking, but Samuel, I haven't got 38 grand to buy a house. You know what? If you can't get your hands on 38 grand, you probably deserve to be an employee for the rest of your life. You probably deserve to work until you die if you can't get 38 grand, because last year they printed billions and billions and billions of pounds. You have to tap into that. If you go to the bank and you say, can I get all my money out, please? I've got £1 million. They ain't gonna give it you because they're investing it in property. Lloyds Bank, their personal mission is to be the biggest private landlords in Britain. Interestingly, when you tell Lloyds Bank, can I get a loan, please? They'll say, what for? If you say, to invest in property, they'll say, that's too risky. So you financed this to a loan, right?
Yeah, I got a loan just before. I was gonna do some work on my residential property. So I got a loan for £40,000, going to build a big extension.
Did you say you got a loan for home improvements?
Yeah.
And they gave it to you?
Yeah.
And then you used it to buy this? If you'd have said to the bank, I want a loan to buy a house, I found a house, it's the cheapest house on Rightmove, and it's 38 grand, I need a loan, they would have said no. Did you use the whole loan to buy this?
Yeah, you literally put the £40,000 in to purchase it.
So you got a 40 grand loan. Have you now paid that loan off?
Yeah, we'll refinance this, pay that off, left me some money left over.
Banging house, you moved quick. Key lesson that you've learned, because this is not your only property. How many properties do you have currently? Either you've bought it, or you've joint ventured, or you've taken it under your control or management. How many properties in total?
Including management and everything, 38.
And what do you make a month from property?
About 27, 28 grand a month.
This guy's so successful, I want him to come be a mentor within the academy. I'm like, Damien, because I've been working with you now for 18 months, 2 years, you've built up a whole portfolio. I'm like, bro, so if you want to meet Damien, or you want to meet me, you want to be around other people doing this, I'd like to invite you to come and spend a day with me. And you might not even like me that much. You might think I'm arrogant, you might think I'm this, that, the other, but there's one thing I'm very, very, very good at, and that is making money and training people to make money in property. So come tap in. It all starts at the crash course. I'll leave a link in the description. There's £1.
The best investment you can make. It really is. Like, I've gone from spending £1 to further education, and now I'm making all this money a month. It's just the winning formula, exactly step by step, how you gotta do everything. And then you make an absolute fortune.
Another thing is sometimes people say it's too far. Oh man, I live in Bedford, it's an hour away. Stop making excuses. I'll come to your house, I'll find you. I'll leave a link in the description. Get booked on, and I'll see you at the crash course.